Nothing is better than a walk in the park with fresh air, chirping birds, and background music. Those who've been to Garden City Park this past winter have probably wondered what the soothing string music was and where it was coming from. But if they walked towards the off-leash dog park, stopping just before Henry Anderson Elementary, they would find Mr. Shui, who has been playing the arhu, like a small violin, in tandem with bird songs. The Richmond News caught up with Shui recently at his usual spot on a bench, where he told how he began practicing the traditional Chinese string instrument in the park last September. "We live in a townhouse, so I might disturb the neighbors. Practicing here, on the other hand, won't disturb anyone," he said. Shui said he first got to play the arhu when he started elementary school, but had to put it on hold for more than 40 years while trying to make a living. "I worked and didn't have time to practice. I had to work to be able to eat," he said. Now that he's retired and in his 60s, there's no better time to pick up the hobby again and, for the last 6 months or so, he started playing again and has been practicing 4 hours per day at the park, weather permitting. And enduring the cold is also part of the practice. "The colder it gets, the more you must persevere. Warm up your hands by blowing on them and keep going," said Shui. "The more you practice, the more agile your fingers will get." Shui hopes that more people will be interested in traditional Chinese instruments such as the arhu, just as how Western classical instruments such as the piano and violin are popular back home. And it seems that showing is always better than telling, as many community members often gather to listen to Shui perform. "They would stand on the side and watch me practice. And when I take breaks, they would ask me about the instrument." Although Shui only speaks limited English, it never stops him from sharing the beauty of his favorite instrument. "People would say, 'What is this instrument? It sounds great.' And I would tell them, 'This is the arhu from China,'" he said.